Dog sledding has an important place in the storied past of this region. I've been reading John Branson and Alaska Geographic books and keep stumbling on incredible tales of trappers who hitched up their teams and headed out for the winter. Well, today it seems more of a hobby than anything else, and it seems to be dying at that. It's been 3 years since the last locally hosted race that we're aware of. KDLG's Avery Lill spoke with some local mushers for more on why it's a fading pastime.
You can hear the dog yards in New Stuyahok before you can see them. Dozens of canines howl, excited by the sound of a snow machine pulling up to the kennel.
Dozer, and here's Lady, Angel, Muckluck, and Yana, Penny, Ginger.
John Hansen Jr. is one of four dog mushers in New Stuyahok, probably the most active mushing community in a region that has watched participation in the tradition dwindle.
These other mushers are elderly mushers, and they were in it for 40, 50, 60 years or more. And I don't see any young mushers around in the Bristol Bay region, getting involved in dog mushing.
Part of the reason, he tells me, is dogs take a lot of work. Hansen collects food scraps from neighbors every day. The aroma of fish and moose guts in the steel drum where he cooks the dog's food is pungent. When there's snow, he runs the dogs on a sled. When there isn't, the dogs pull him on a four-wheeler. The recent lack of good snow has been the other main problem for mushers.
They say more snow a long time ago. They talk about lots of snow and colder.
For Hansen, caring for dogs is a full-time job. He lives on money from sponsors and dividend checks from the state's permanent fund and Native Corporation. But it's an uncertain income. This year, Hansen has struggled to find sponsors in the area. It's been a few years since weather has allowed a race in Bristol Bay, and he's not optimistic that this year will be any better. Without races, people and business in the area are less interested in sponsoring local mushers. So he looks to other parts of Alaska, like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, to sponsor his team and his travel to their races. He'll be traveling to the Kuskokwim next week, where he says not only are there plenty of races, but interest is growing. Local mushers say that the sport has been on the decline in Bristol Bay well before the years of light snow. Kyle Bilek keeps three old mushing dogs in Dillingham. His dogs might be 12 years old, but they still love to pull. As they cut their way through the frosty tundra, he says he feels at home with his dogs, outside of a snow machine's bubble of noise and exhaust. Bilek has run a few races, but he says he started keeping dogs more for the history of it. He likes the idea that before it was a sport, many families in the area kept dogs as draft animals for travel and hauling.
You know, everybody had dogs because that's what they had to have. That's how they got around. That's how they hauled wood. That's how they went hunting. That's how they traveled. That's how they did everything. You know, when I was growing up here in the, 70s and 80s and 90s, there were dog yards all over the place.
Better roads and more snow machines turned dog sledding into more of a hobby than a necessity. Bleck also believes that the decline can be attributed to a time in the 70s when people first began importing dogs for racing.
When guys first started importing dogs, they imported all the other things that came with dogs, and among that was disease. And so there were massive die-offs in the villages. Some guys lost their entire genetic line to parvo and distemper. That sort of coincided with snow machines becoming available, and that double whammy really, really hit things hard.
And then came the recent years without snow.
You know, the last 3 years, it was darn near treacherous, and this year it's not that bad, although I fell in some creeks back here behind the house a couple of weeks ago, and just the weather's changing. And so, you know, with sled dogs, there's so much work and there's so much effort that if you can't use them, there's really no point to having them.
Bleck has kept dogs for his entire adult life. Despite his love of mushing and his passion for its history, the empty wooden kennels in his dog yard show that even he has sold or given away most of his team.
But what happened to mushing? What happens to a lot of old things, they just get replaced. And then, I think the weather has kind of been the nail in the coffin, at least in Bristol Bay.
Dog teams might be louder, messier, and more time-consuming than snow machines, and you can't throw a tarp on them when the snow melts. But Hansen and Bleck are among a dozen or so holdouts working to keep the tradition alive in Bristol Bay. If Mother Nature cooperates and Dillingham is able to host their annual race at the Spring Beaver Roundup, some younger residents could be inspired to step onto sleds of their own. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.